Whatever it is, it's not right on a teleprompter. I don't know what that is. I've never seen that. I can't read it. There's no words on it. I can't do it. Okay. We'll do it live. No. We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live.
All right. Oh, welcome nice. Back. Welcome back to the pod. This has been another great start to a Wednesday morning. I'm joined by, of course, Grace Pavlov and Michael Penn.
That's me.
I'll be honest. I'm not quite sure what the topic of conversation is today. So you guys might have to lead me in.
Yeah. No one filled out the form again.
I know. I didn't fill out anything. I didn't fill out anything.
I think it's time for us to all admit we're a major disappointment to our uncle. Like astronomically. You know what?
I mean, disappointment. I don't know that I'd say I'm disappointed. It's more that I'm angry. No, I'm just kidding.
You know, why don't we just do like a freestyle?
I mean,
I think we should just freestyle it.
That's essentially what this has turned into, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, but like this more freestyle than it
which
was before.
I'm totally into.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
I mean, people are afraid of that. Here, maybe we could talk about some ideas that I really have for upcoming episodes. This is really meta. This is an episode about episodes.
Can I?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, well, this is really only one idea. Okay. Are you guys ready for this one idea that I have?
I'm Let's holding on to my chair.
Okay. So I want to do an episode where we have, or this would be a series of episodes where we have the other people that I invited to be on this podcast before you guys on.
Yes, so they can show us and out. It, is that the deal?
And it's like confronting the people that turned Michael down for podcast.
And you're stuck with
and
us.
Show him there what he's go. Left with.
Yeah. Show him what he's left That's with.
Cool. No, but seriously, I think that would be funny, right?
It
especially
it
one
be.
Is your mom.
Honestly, we should have mom on this podcast. Yeah. She has a wealth of knowledge,
I mean she's famous and stuff, right?
Well,
actually, I have a story. Okay, so
that's
and it's
great.
Mom
that's exactly
being
the
famous.
Kind of thing we need right now.
Yeah. Okay, so let me go with it, Michael. Okay, so my friend Hermes is studying drama here at Queens, and I'm not. We've established that. And he is apparently there's a visiting lecturer scholar from the States who is teaching a class and putting on a production about it's America, World War II in the UK, weaponry, machine factory, da 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 da. That's all I know about it. And the woman is from Seattle. The lecturer's from Seattle. And what are the chances? She knows mom. So I texted mom her information.
Well, I think the chances are pretty high.
I think, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So when Hermes said, oh, she's from Seattle, I was like, what's her name? Da, da, da. So I sent mom her name and I did a screenshot of her IMDb. And mom was like, yeah, I totally know her. We totally were working on they weren't working collaborating together, but they were working on the same thing where mom was the managing director still, I think it was at Intamon maybe at the
yes,
time.
It was.
I don't know.
It was. Yeah.
Well, you don't know what time frame I'm talking about, Alec.
I do because I talked about this with mom.
Okay. Fair enough.
I mean, we have some lore happening off podcast. So, we don't know about this.
That's true. No. Yeah. So small fucking world. And so I sent her an email. Anyway, well, the reason why Hermes was telling me about it was because this production, she's looking for other Americans to partake in it, partially to help with accent work, so I think the setting is in the UK, but it's with I don't really know what it's about, but I think part of what my purpose of attending it is so that people can be familiar with an American accent, maybe. I don't know, but they also just need extra bodies and people who are interested and want to partake in it. And I was like, fuck it, my therapist says it's really good to always have a creative outlet.
like this.
Well, yeah, but I wouldn't really consider this my most creative outlet.
Sure.
Not gonna lie. Lacrosse, not a creative outlet. You know what I'm saying? Singing in the shower, yeah. Not really.
Yeah. Well, maybe if you prepared and like if brainstormed on the sheet, it would be more creative.
Yeah. So anyway, but yeah, so I am doing that and then also like doing a dance thing on the side. But I went to my first rehearsal this Monday and she had us do like these improv. Can you guys still hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. Something happened to my microphone. I thought it like cut out. We did like this improv, like work and shit. And we're going to do like contact improv, which is, I think the way she was explaining what I got from it was sort of like domino improv, like where one movement you push onto another person and then their movement becomes your movement. And like, you guys like move together. And basically we're going to try to make like a machine with just our bodies and shit. And it was so nice to like be back in like a rehearsal room. And like in that environment, because it's been so long for me. Like I did theater in high school in the city, but like I was running, I was helping get things. I wasn't really partaking and just simply enjoying it. And there's like hymns we had to learn. We had hymns we were learning. She had us like do scales and shit. I was like, oh shit, we're singing now. Like we're really getting into it. And it's rehearsals are like 3 hours long. Like I was like, this is actually going to be like really, really fun. And she knows mom. So yeah.
And,
yeah,
and to give people more of a sense of who our dear mother is, Michael's step sister. She is half sister. Yeah. Whatever. Yeah. It's related early in the morning. They're related. That's the main crux. Mom started actually working at the box office of this theater in DC and then worked her way up to an executive director of this small regional theater in Seattle. And in 2008, 2007, maybe, her regional theater won best theater in the country. And not only that, I think at this point you could call it like a very prestigious or famous production called Light in the Piazza was first created at the Intimon Theater and then was put on Broadway. So mom has a track record of doing very big things in the theater. And along the way, she made some friends. And actually, when I was talking to her about this, you know, without you, Grace, she mentioned, and I think this is a good lesson for everyone on the podcast to hear, that you never know who you interact with. And that's mm-hmm. very cliche, right? Like, I mean, there's always that thought of you treat the janitor similar as the CEO, you know what I mean? You always show respect and kindness, to wherever, it may come from. But yeah, like, yeah, I just thought that was a really neat story. And I think that that's awesome that, you're interacting with someone like that, Grace. There was this one person.
She's really cool too.
There is this
one
person.
Her name is Laura Ferry, by the way, if anyone's interested.
There is this one.
Oh, same name.
Famous actress that came to Earlham, I remember. She was in like a bunch of like government TV show dramas. And she came to Earlham because Michael C. Hall, the guy who plays Dexter, is from Earlham, and so she visited the theater department, and she knows mom, and she's been on TV. I believe she's won Emmys, or she's been a part of productions that have won Emmys. So yeah, mom knows a lot of powerful people. My favorite thing to tell people, the best fun fact that I could tell to people whenever I meet someone new, is that Anna Faris was my babysitter at one point. she wasn't
Who's
like
Anna Faris.
Grace, you don't know who Anna Faris is? Michael,
she's
do you know
her? Anna?
Yeah, she's like a famous actress.
She was married to Chris Pratt. Yeah,
they just broke up.
They did. Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
Chris Pratt is cute. Anna Faris.
She was
some
in
people
this.
Say he's problematic. I don't really know the details though.
Yeah. Who? What?
Well, and
no
and like,
way.
And
oh,
and,
what, Alec? That was your.
That was yeah. She babysitted me a few times.
Why only
mom? Mom knew her.
Because Alec was terrible.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like, I was gonna say just, most definitely.
just two sessions, and she couldn't take it anymore.
Wait, but really?
Yeah.
Why'd she stop?
I have no idea. I have literally no idea. I don't even remember this, Grace, but mom tells it, and she knew.
My mom might be lying.
Well, she knew her parents. She knew her parents, and she actually, you know, the same thing that she did for Dorothy Longbreak, daughter of Bill Longbreak, the founder of Washington Mutual Bank. Again, another famous person. My mom
should probably stop bragging about mom soon.
I love my mom. Do you love your mom?
Yeah, I know, but might be a little obnoxious.
It is a little obnoxious. I mean, hey, you know, whatever. I don't care. It's my mom.
Post it in the comments if you guys want Grace and Alex's mom on the podcast.
Yeah. No, yeah. She is a really cool person, and I hope that she, you know, we've talked.
She's a lecturer at Yale Theater School.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. She's also lectured
at Executive Columbia. Director of the Stage and Directors and Choreographers Union.
Yes. She's a union executive now. And I will hold my comments for what I think about the union, but we will talk about that at a later date.
Oh, snap.
Are you going to talk shit about the union?
No, I'm not talking crap about the union. I would.
Have you been in the Midwest too long?
I
was going to say unions have their issues, and I'm not like, we probably shouldn't get too political because like we know, but we also don't, but we do know more, but we also don't know enough. But I will say on the back of my phone case, I have Dad's IOTSI sticker, local one. Mm-hmm. And everybody over here asked me like, oh, what's that? Like, it looks like a fireman's thing. No. And I'm like, I tell my friends, this is how I get my health care.
Yeah.
This is the only reason I can go to the doctor.
Yeah.
This is the only reason why I can get my prescriptions filled and I can afford to go see a psychiatrist.
Yeah.
And I leave it at that.
Well, and here's the thing. I will say that for unions like IOTSI and for unions like Local 1 and Local 15, they're really good for what they do. They really take care of their employees. When it comes to journalism unions,
they're not all the same.
They're not all the same, but the thing that, you know, to answer your question about talking crap about the union, I won't talk crap about the union because I actually think that the union does more good than it does bad.
Are we talking about mom's union or just unions in general?
Well, theater unions. I'll just generalize it to just art unions. They have characters in them that
like SAG after it should.
Yeah. Well, they have union. I mean, they have members in those unions that drag it down. The issue is that those members are high profile and they're too afraid to really give them there's more to it, right? Like, but there's something about giving them the proper due diligence and accountability that just doesn't happen in theater. And of course, like when like the Me Too movement happened, oh boy, you know, especially the performing arts sector really hit. But you know, that's just my tidbit about the theater unions. Also, theater kids in high school never liked me, even though I knew more about theater than them. So I do kind of have beef.
Well, nobody likes the theater kids anyway.
Well, but
even
but
my like, friends.
Oh, actually, this is something that I want to talk about.
What?
Like high school cliques and kids being bullied in high school and like groups not liking each other. Oh. This didn't happen like at my high school. Everyone was cool. Like everyone hung out in different groups, but
was everybody cool or did you just not know?
Well, isn't that going on?
No, I think everyone was fine. There was no like.
If there's any listeners who went to high school with Michael that can attest to drama taking place, I would be very intrigued.
We would like some.
Well, maybe
confirmed.
We'll get some on as guests.
Oh yeah, that would be nice. We can learn about Michael from the high school days. That would be interesting.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
But I don't know. I think. Yeah, I it. Anyway, I have. I don't think. My experience was kids aren't mean to each other.
So I have this one instance, right? Where, okay, so I started playing sports in Croton because literally someone told me one day, it's like, if you want to make friends, you play sports. So I said, yeah. Okay, cool. Started playing football, got into high school freshman year. I don't know what the deal for everyone's high school was, including yours, Michael, but when we would get let out for lunch, we would go down to the town, and we would just go to like one of the delis in town. It was like a 10-minute walk. And
not even 10 minutes.
Yeah. It's like literally across the street.
Three. Yeah.
Yeah. You guys can map it if you want to.
What do you mean?
Anyway,
I didn't get the joke.
getting a riff in here. But yeah, so like I'm walking down to lunch, right? And there are these three ladies walking in front of me, and I'm walking behind them. And the one in the middle, I'm gonna use your name. I don't care. Because she turned around and
first
said,
name.
What?
Maybe first name.
Maybe code name.
Well, she goes by a different name now. So she's, I don't even think she's a she anymore, if that makes sense.
Yeah, so that's enough. So what did they
she turned she yeah. didn't even turn around. She said, I hate football players, and I'm wearing my high school football jersey.
Did that break your little heart, Alex?
No, but it was kind of mean. It was kind of mean. Yeah. I mean, like, it's kind of like, I never, and she was a part of like the theater cliques. I don't know if she really did theater, but she was a part of the cliques. And I remember this feeling of like, I didn't do anything to her. Why would she single me out? Obviously in public. Like and that's kind of what happened in high school, was this whole entire, oh my God. I also remember the first day of integrated algebra at Croton. Susan Dudman like literally said, all right, who plays football? And like three kids raised their hands. She goes, you guys should think about quitting. And I'm like, why?
Why? Yeah.
Because it's going to take up most of your time. I'm like, okay. And
worry about yourself.
it's like check yeah. yourself first. And like,
so this was a teacher that did
that. She was fun and stuff, but
it's not appropriate.
But
yeah, it's just not necessary.
Well, but like, here's the thing, like at some point, and this was before we went to the state championship, Grace, this was like our freshman year. And then next year we go to the state championship. I also had my wrestling coach, Acapinti. I won't use his first name, whatever, who cares?
He told me
a week after wrestling practice started, we're not even like in matches yet, and we're going to the state championship. So the football season and the wrestling season are bleeding into each other. And he goes, you're never going to play in the state championship game. Why are you wasting your time? And I'm like, because I want to be there for my teammates. And then literally that game, I got minutes on offense and I started on special teams. So,
booyah.
So it's like,
look at me now.
There was something about Croton. There's something in the water in Croton, and it hasn't left. That much I can tell you. But like the attitude that Croton had towards very esteemed athletes and building the athletic departments was obviously not a priority to them. When in actuality,
I think they would fund certain ones. I think that the basketball got a lot of attention.
Oh, basketball. At least from what I remember. So basketball got more attention than football did.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Football was more successful.
Yeah, but only in their glory days. I think basketball was the most. Well, a lot of kids from that school would get recruited. There's a kid in my grade freshman year who got recruited after, because he'd be doing three-pointers, like dropping them like flies. And man's got recruited to another school. A lot of kids like at Crow, another one of my friends got recruited to Trinity Pauling to play lacrosse.
These are high schools.
We would have what?
These are high schools, right? Like
Are these like fancy private schools?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. For athletics. So like they would,
so they would transfer out.
They would transfer out because these other schools would be like really prestigious athletic shit, you know, and they'd go. So Croton, like, would, they would, they're really good athletes. There were a lot of really good athletes, actually, I think.
Well, the senior class,
that was like the highlight.
The senior class my sophomore year was probably the best set of athletes I've ever seen get out of Croton. I mean, two guys, scratch that, three guys went to Marist, which is a Division I double A school. One guy went to Army. One lady went to the University of Albany. Actually, I think she ran at Buffalo too. She did track. And there were like, there were a ton of other athletes that didn't have any aspirations of playing in college, but they could have if they really wanted to. And
like yours truly.
Grace being one of them. And like, I'm not kidding here. And so, and like, sometimes, you know, Grace gives me shit, I give her shit, but Grace may have been one of the best.
I had a game. I had my first college lacrosse game this weekend.
Let's talk about that.
In Dublin.
How was that?
Michael like seems so unenthused.
Yeah, tell me. I don't know. Like, sports weren't big at my high school.
Oh.
Like, taking the PSAT and getting into Ivy League schools was big at my high school.
Big brain.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice. We didn't have the brain workings for that. Thanks.
I don't know what to tell you.
I got hit in the head too many times to do that.
Yeah, but I scored at my game this weekend, on my first game back in like two or three years
playing. That's great.
Yeah, I started off, well, I was going to say, obviously that sounded really arrogant, but
but you did.
The Americans, but I did. Yeah.
Okay. I did. That's not arrogant then.
No, I was going to say, obviously, yeah. That's arrogant. Well, cause there's a few lacrosse is an American sport, like through and through. I mean,
well,
it's not widely played, and
it's played, but like a lot of the really good teams. Oh, it was originally a Native American sport.
Oh, okay.
In the Northeast. Yeah. And then the white people colonized it and made it really fucking prestigious and expensive.
Yeah. See, I just think of it as like some bougie, like,
yeah.
Oh, it's probably one of the most expensive sports to play.
Sport.
Yeah. You know, it's so weird because I play it and I'm like, just not a hedge fund kid, but like, it totally is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, yeah, like, so the three Americans on the team, we play at a different level from the get, you know, in the States. We compete at a different level. There's a different kind of attitude towards it. It's very much like, I don't know, like, Alec would get shit taken out of him by his coaches. Mine would scream at me, too. There's many times mom.
I got hit in the head.
Well, I didn't get physically abused, so yeah. Apologies. Well,
I wouldn't even call it abuse. I just call it assault.
I would like cry. I would be bawling my eyes out in the car when I'd get home with mom from practice. But I loved my coach. I think she like, I think her tough love like paid off because she was trying to get the best results. And I see myself almost not mimicking, but like looking like, almost acting or having an intentional mind when trying to help my team out. That was like hers. That didn't make any sense. I hope that made sense. Like, we're standing around talking about what we could have done better in the game and this and that during halftime and afterwards. And I was just like this tough love in the back of my mind just shot back into my memory. I was like, dude, you gotta fucking move. You got to slide. You got to communicate. You got to do this. You got to do that. What the fuck? You know?
And I assume everyone looked at you like, what the hell?
I didn't say that. No, I didn't say it. I didn't say it. But I said it in my head because I was like, this is not, it's the level of competitiveness is not the same.
Yeah.
I mean, people do play and like, there are really good girls out here. I'm not going to lie. Like, there's a team from Galway that we played with. There's a game afterward that they needed extra players for. So I stepped in. A couple of the girls on my team did too. My coach played. Oh my gosh. I'll say one more thing and then we can move on to something else. But there was this one moment. So my coach in high school for lacrosse was shorter, blonde hair and like lean face. My coach now, short, long, blonde hair, lean face.
So they look similar, which I just think is interesting. Secondly, my coach now like does not like yell. She just had a baby. She's like not always there, which totally understandable. She got like, she like just gave birth, you know? Yeah. And, but we were playing the second game. And so she played because she's obviously coaching our game. But the second game, she stepped in and like played defense or whatever. And so I also was happened to be on the field at the same time. So it was so cool to like play with my coach. Side note. But then there was at one point where I was standing on the restraining line watching what was going on attack. So I was just on defense. And it took me so long to hear it. But I just hear, Grace, 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 Grace. Like behind me. And I was like, what? Like, no, I'm watching the game. I see the ball. Like, I'm not right. And like Bloody Mary screaming my name. And I turn around and it's my coach. And I got so scared. I got so scared. She was like, Grace, get your girls all the way back there. And I looked at my girls like all the way down, like on the other restraining line towards the other goal. And I was like, fuck. I turned around and I like ran and I was like, whoo. She yelled at me.
So what's the like a university sports scene in non-US countries? I guess we
rugby,
only have
cricket.
No, but I mean like how serious hockey? Is it? Is there like,
oh, I don't know.
Like players aren't getting signed for NIL deals. Like it's not that kind of level.
Is it like at the club sports scene or like what's, are people going, like, are people getting scholarships? And
I don't know. I don't really know anybody who's on a sports scholarship here. I would say like if they were, it's like rowing or something. We got like a boathouse.
It probably doesn't get covered because it's not like that big of a, I mean, from my experience playing football overseas, like from what Grace said about it's not like the same atmosphere and attitude. It's very much not. I mean, I remember when Chicho from football, my teammate, and I were talking to this one Spaniard in Barcelona, and he played on the opposite team that we played against. And he was talking, dead face was like, oh yeah, working out every day. Like, yeah, you can't work out every day. That's not going to do anything. And we both just kind of like looked at him. We were like, keep telling yourself that. Because you're
elite
not going to be good at this sport.
Scholarships.
If you keep doing
that. There are elite athlete scholarships. It's the highest sporting award for any student athlete while studying at Queen's University Belfast.
Interesting.
How much is that scholarship?
Offers support across two tiers. You can get either academic fees, $2,000 or stipend.
But is it like, okay, so at big university in the United States, like football and basketball games are like a huge deal and like 100,000 people go.
And players get paid millions of dollars now.
We just have like a complex.
Okay. So there's nothing like that.
There's no stadium.
Okay.
There's no stadium.
It's not something that people really care about unless they're part of the university, maybe.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Not even for soccer? Not even for soccer? There's no stadium for soccer?
Well, there's like a lot of teams.
There's a lot of
people. There's a lot of teams. Like in my school, like because there's a lot of soccer teams, I think.
Oh, so like, so there's no varsity program.
There is. I think there's like the highest level, but again, I don't see any flyers.
Yeah, I'm very so there is a recreational scene. There's a club scene. We know this.
Yes, we know this. And there's, well, again, click the links below to see elite athlete standards for our academy sports: hockey, GAA, rowing, rugby, soccer. Which one do you want me to choose?
Let's do soccer because that's the most popular European.
I don't really
sport.
Know what GAA is. I think that's Gaelic football, maybe. I don't know.
But yeah.
Oh, a full season tier one or no tier. Yeah. Tier two, a full season in at least 3 years as a starting NIFL championship player or equivalent. Oh, these are just the standards. So you have to
be a champion in order to get a scholarship. Is that what I'm getting at?
Yeah. An exceptional school leaver with an outstanding potential may be considered based on appropriate references. Tier one, international representation of at U17 and above, not including schoolboys. what tier one is also a full season in at least 3 years as a starting NIFL. It's very confusing.
But yeah, it sounds like
maybe you could like do some research and report back.
We know how that works.
It works out really well. It works out really well.
You know, it would be interesting if you met up with one of these varsity athletes. I don't really know what they call it, right? Like, I don't know what the deal is, but it would be interesting if you know, from what you're saying, Grace, it sounds like you have to like win in order to get a scholarship before they even consider it.
Yeah, I went on a couple of dates with this guy who like was like really good at cricket, like really good. And he didn't even get a scholarship. Like he was on the news good, like BBC good.
BBC. Whoa. Like BBC okay.
good. Like Piers Morgan commented on him and he didn't get a scholarship to
Sounds
play.
Like a waste.
Here.
Not a waste.
Here at least. I think he tried for another university. I don't know. But yeah. Yeah. That caught me off guard too. I was like, wait a second, what?
Yeah. I mean, in this day and age, right. I mean, we have this one athlete here, Gabe Powers, who he went to Marysville High School. He left high school in the middle of this year and is now attending Ohio State to train for the spring camp. And he's been Gatorade Player of the Year for Ohio, USA Today Player of the Year for Ohio, and he just got a free Ford truck because of the new rules surrounding NCAA athletics. I hate the NCAA. I have no problem letting them know.
You know, these photos you post on Instagram, follow us on Instagram in the description of high school wrestlers. These guys are men.
Oh yeah. Oh
they
yeah.
are huge.
Okay. The wrestling scene in New York is put to shame from what I'm seeing here in Ohio. The level of competition, the level of physique is insane. But yeah, thank you.
They look like 25 years old. I'm like, are
yeah,
you
no,
serious?
Alex, your photos are really good. Your photos thank are you. Really good. And you thank can you. Tell that you can tell the intention about how you wish photos of you were taken.
Oh my God.
You like, know, like that's what I was thinking when I'm looking at your Instagram feed. I'm like, why the fuck does he post so many fucking photos of kids besides himself? But it's like, no, like I'd die to have photos of me playing athletics like that.
Yeah. I would. I mean like that's exactly what I tell parents is that no one really took photos of me when I was playing high school, let alone college. And this goes back to our grandfather, Leo Pavlov, who had dreams of becoming a good photographer. And I feel like I'm kind of living out that dream. But yeah, like what you said, Grace, like I try to imagine how would I want my picture taken? That's why I'm usually on the ground a lot, because the angle from, you know, from the bottom going up, it shows power. And for those who don't know photography, if you're shooting from up top down low, it shows inferiority. That's just basic cinema, I think. But like, yeah, like it's these guys and Gabe Powers' brother, Colton, is the one who is jacked among belief. he's a pretty solid wrestler.
Unreal.
Like he's probably the guy that you saw Michael and were like, oh my God, look at those muscles.
Yeah. It's like he went through Marvel boot camp.
I know. And like the thing is too, like these athletes over here in high school. Okay. And this is going to be the last story and then I'll have to, you know, end the show here, but, in high school here, athletes get drug tested. That's based off of the opiate epidemic. So
I mean, there was some undercurrent of my suspicion in my comments.
Yeah. But to say that, like, and obviously performance enhancing drugs, there were guys in high school that I played with that used performance enhancing drugs. Like the ability for you to take something like that here at the, high school level is kind of it's kind of hard. So like really, yeah, like you have to put in the work, and a lot of these athletes put in the work with no assistance helping them.
Well, that's good to know.
That's not to say that maybe some guys or gals get benefits from whatever, but at least
there's some sort of work towards keeping it legit.
Yeah, there is work to keep it legit. I mean, North Union, they haven't had a positive drug test for many of their athletes in the past 3 years, I believe. I'll have to double check that, but North Union is one of the school districts that I cover.
I sent to our little text group chat a video. What?
Go.
I sent a video to the group chat of the pitches, the athletic complex at my university. So okay, you guys can take a look at that.
Yeah, that'll be good for us.
That'll be good.
Yeah.
Okay, we got 3 minutes left. We got to wrap it up. Short episode today, guys.
Maybe
like somebody in the comments can teach 3 minutes Alexi left how to use ZenCaster.
Yes. Yeah. Someone in the comments, let me know. Every time Michael sends me an invite link, I get a blank white screen. And that is
it. Worked once.
It worked once. Actually,
maybe try a different browser.
Times. Yeah. Are you doing it on Chrome?
Yeah.
Maybe try to work it out like over the week.
I will. I'm going to have to get in touch with Grace and try to figure this out. But with that being said, of course, leave us a comment, leave us a like, subscribe if you feel so inclined. We appreciate you listening. This is going to be
a recommendation.
There's no time, Grace.
There's no time. There's no time.
Just hold on to it. Do you have it ready for once? Or were you just going to sit there? Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, no, she doesn't have one. But with that all being said, my name is Alexi Pavlov. I'm here joined by Grace Pavlov and our main head honcho, Michael Penn. This has been the Penn and the Pavlovs.
Head honcho.
And we will talk to you next time.
Deuces.